Time now for Where's Art with Annie Dugan and the Free Range Film Festival, a huge success, I understand, this past weekend.
It went fabulous. It really did. We had what I think my favorite moment was seeing filmmakers, local filmmakers, filmmakers who'd flown in, filmmakers who'd driven in, all connecting around potluck dinner in a big old brick house. It was really special to see audiences come together, filmmakers come together, and folks just enjoying film for the weekend.
One of these days, somebody's going to make a film about the Free Range Film Festival. And then people are going to watch it, and it's going to have this, like, mirror held up to a mirror kind of an effect. Woo!
Whoa!
Looking forward to it.
Will we ever get out of the barn? That would be the question.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So what else is going on? Time stands still for no community, art-wise.
Never, never, never. So we continue with art, as always, this week. Starting Tuesday, the Art Canopy. There's a few more Tuesdays of Art Canopy at the Duluth Art Institute underneath the big old porte-cochere at the depot. This week's theme is Get Threaded. So over the lunch hour, 11:15 to 1:15, you can stop by with family, friends, you, kids, whoever. And the Get Threaded theme, the Duluth Fiber Handcrafters Guild is going to be the guest artist for this one. And they'll have, I love what the Duluth Fiber Handcrafters Guild do. They have, their membership has grown quite a bit in the last few years. And I think it's partially people's interest in the idea that, oh, machines don't have to make things. My own hands can make things. And here are some skills that, you know, my grandmother, I think a lot of times we see those kinds of craft skills skip a generation. You know, so it might not be the daughters that take it on, but it's the granddaughters or the son, the grandsons that take it on. So you see this real energy and enthusiasm from very young people about weaving and sewing and embroidery and spinning, and I think it's really fun. Our fiber camp has the Duluth Art Institute's fiber camp has doubled, so they did another one. There's a wait list, but so this is a free activity to get out and sort of get an introduction to what the Fiber Guild is all about and what that kind of medium is. Then Saturday, Shauna Gilmore has an opening at Lakeside Gallery. Lakeside Gallery is a fairly new gallery. Aaron Kloss is doing it. He's doing just a fabulous job of featuring some really great local artists and keeping that focus on them. And Shauna Gilmore is case in point. She's just fabulous. Her work has, woodland fiction, maybe. It has this, she has animals, forests, but there's a little bit of a dark underbelly current to it as well. She has mythological figures, sort of these, it's realms that you sort of want to go to and might have read about. And so at 1 p.m. Saturday, there'll be an opening for her work, which will be really great to see what she's come up with this summer. And then if you want to go a little bit further afield, I know I've talked a little bit about Franconia Sculpture Park in the past, but they're having this weekend their community collaboration hot metal pour. And it is, if you haven't seen or been part of or know about metal pours, it's the truly visceral feeling of standing near, they heat metal to 2,700 degrees Fahrenheit, and they're inviting the community. So talk about insurance waivers. They're inviting the community to come and be a part of that pour. So they have artists that come from around the country to who have created their own molds, but the Sculpture Park really wants people to understand the process behind metal pouring, so they have smaller activities where people from the community can be part of it as well. So it's 8,000 pounds of iron that they're going to melt down and put in these forms and molds, and it's a whole day. It's 12 to 8, you know, really just hot, hard work, But to watch that process of, you know, we think a lot of times of art being this this hard mental process for artists. Well, here's a hard physical process as well, where you're, you know, literally sort of bending steel to your will.
Wouldn't it be kind of cool to have like a big monster art metal pour on the range?
On the where?
Up on the range.
Up on the range?
Wouldn't that just be a really cool, different way of looking at and really getting down to kind of brass tacks about what brass tacks, that was dumb. About what iron's all about.
Exactly. No, it's a fascinating medium, and I think that I would love to see it up there because I think Franconia does a really good job of that education piece because I think that's you know, when you see these sort of finished pieces and you think, you know, oh, that's cool. And you don't often think like, oh, you know, these are made by, you know, a lot of times they're made by machines, but in sculptural cases, they're made by hand a lot of times. So seeing them done is really special.
What a cool deal.
Yeah.
Hot actually at 2,700 degrees. So, yeah. Okay. So,
yeah.
Plenty of stuff to keep people out of trouble and either off the street or on the street looking at art this week, in other words.
Absolutely, Lisa. It's a great week as always.
Fantastic. Annie, thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Lisa. Take care.
Annie Dugan is our host for Where's Art every Monday here on 103.3 KUMD.